Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Bach, tafel music, an interview with the executive director, Joseph Elworthy, of the Vancouver Academy of Music, who's got a great announcement to make, and, of course, some oboe music. Now let's begin with some music for trumpet by Alessandro Stradella. Now Stradella was a composer and one of the most accomplished performers back in the 17th century. He did lead a colorful life with an eye for the ladies. And there are several versions of his life. Now one version, and I stress one version of the story goes, that a Venetian nobleman engaged him to instruct his mistress in singing. Now Stradella betrayed his trust and decided to elope with the mistress to Rome. At this point, the Venetian nobleman got, understandably, just a tad outraged and sent two paid hitmen to put him to death. But apparently the hitmen were so moved by his music that they helped him return to Rome, from which he fled with his mistress again to Turin, upon which his mistress's father decided to send a band of assassins to kill him, and although they managed to wound him, he did survive and fled to Genoa, where he married and thought he was safe, only to be murdered a year later. Oh, did I mention that he also tried to embezzle the Catholic Church? What a story. And lots of different versions of it going about. But he did lead a colorful life, and in the midst of it, he also composed some great music, great operas, cantatas, and instrumental works. This morning we're going to hear his sonata for trumpet and strings. Here is Crispian Steele Perkins and the members of Tafel Music. Thank you. What a lovely, crisp way to start a Sunday morning. That was Crispin Steele Perkins, joined by the members of Tafel Music, with Jean Lemon directing. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to continue with a little Bach, a popular favorite, the air from his Orchestral Suite No. 3. This is a moving performance by the English Chamber Orchestra with Philip Ledger.
Thank you.
I can never tire of listening to that. That was Bach's air from the Third Orchestral Suite, and that was a great performance by the English Chamber Orchestra.
In workshops, garages, kitchen tables all around Metro Vancouver, people make stuff. Once a year, we gather to show off the stuff we make, to teach and to learn, from urban gardeners to quilters to robot makers. Hey, guys, I'm trying to make a promo.
Sorry.
Join us at Vancouver Mini Maker Faire, Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd at the PNE Forum. For more info and to buy tickets, visit vancouver.makerfaire.ca. That's Maker Faire with an E!
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial. And this Sunday morning, it's Classical Chaos. And I do think it's time. It's one of my very favorite times in the program. It's oboe music time. This morning, we're going to celebrate the music by Strauss. Now, this work was completed after the war in 1945, after a period of pretty unhappy years for Strauss. It was originally written for the amazing, and I can't stress that enough, oboist John Delancey, the principal oboist of the Philadelphia Orchestra, of whom Strauss often referred to as the Chicago oboist. Now, despite the harsh conditions under which it was written, it is one of Strauss's sunniest works. This morning, we're going to hear a performance by John Anderson. He's joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra, and Simon Wright is directing. Here is the beautiful second movement, the Andante. Oboist John Anderson and the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra with Simon Wright conducting. That was the Andante. We almost heard the Allegro from Strauss's Oboe Concerto. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we have an interview with the executive director, Joseph Elworthy, of the Vancouver Academy of Music coming up to tell us of some great new partnerships. But in the interim, I thought it'd be great to take a listen to the talented Vancouver Academy of Music Orchestra and the Allegro con Brio from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. The Vancouver Academy of Music Orchestra and the Allegro con Brio from Beethoven's Fifth. That was a live performance at the Orpheum. And we're very lucky on Classical Chaos this morning that on the line we have world-renowned cellist and also the executive director of the Academy of Music. Welcome, Joseph Elworthy. Now, that was a stunning performance by the VMA Orchestra. And for our listeners, I'm wondering, who may not be so familiar with what goes on at the Academy of Music, can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes. Well, the Academy is was founded in 1969. It is our province's largest and most established music conservatory with over 1,200 students and a faculty of 100-plus. It's a very inclusive school. Sometimes the label academy can be a little bit daunting, but we have programs for children as young as 6 months of age to adult learning. And so we're really, our mandate is to serve the community and to be, really a conduit for arts and culture in Vancouver.
And, your programs are revered internationally. And a couple weeks back, you guys made a historic announcement. And this involves kind of a new partnership. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Yes. Well, about 2 years ago, we were approached to bid on a heritage revitalization project in Hong Kong, and specifically to convert a 1935 mansion into a world-class music school. And first of all, it was a great honor to be approached by world business leader Tom Chan, philanthropist Sally Au, and Canadian iconic architect Bing Tom to be part of this dream team. And lo and behold, we were awarded a project. It's about a $22 million Canadian project last February. And so this will allow us to send some of our promising, aspiring young musicians to Hong Kong to make their Asia debuts, to send some of our esteemed faculty members over to Asia to do pedagogy training, and basically it elevates VAM from a regional national reputation and puts it on an international sphere.
So essentially, it'll be modeled somewhat on the Vancouver Academy of Music curriculum. Now, you must be very proud. This is a huge testament to the work that you do there.
Yeah, it is an incredible acknowledgement, and it's 44 years that have produced the likes of John Kimura Parker and countless other members, graduates who now populate the world's finest orchestras, and it's really a testament to the importance that Vancouver places in music and music education. We have a tremendous record of producing world-class talent. And VAM is very honored to be, I think an important player in that equation.
And it did produce you as well. You're a world-renowned cellist.
Well, thank you. My training took me to the East Coast of the United States at Yale and at Juilliard School. But I always harbored this desire to come back to Vancouver, and specifically to come back to the Vancouver Academy of Music and to give back to the institution that, it's where I made my start.
Now, you did say that you have alumni all over. You've got international soloists and orchestras and concert halls. Is there a secret ingredient to what happens at the Vancouver Academy of Music?
Well, I think it really is the dedication of the faculty and proven pedagogy methodologies such as the Suzuki method and some of our trailblazing ensembles. And I think it's the fact that, at VAM we produce over 100 concerts a year, most of which are free to the public. So there's a tremendous platform for our students to develop their performing skills and really be of service to Vancouver in terms of, the type of musical offerings that we provide.
And in regards to this, if people are interested, because I know there's lots of people, and as you said, you do have classes both for young kids and
yes.
also adults alike. If
yes.
they're interested, how do they get in contact and how would they get more information about VAM?
Simply just visit VancouverAcademyOfMusic.com. And we have a very comprehensive and user-friendly website. And I think you'll find that there's something for everyone at VAM. You know, this is not a school solely for those that aspire to a professional musical career. The vast majority of our students are really looking to music as a way to enhance their own personal and educational development.
Well, this sounds so exciting, but I have a personal question. When can we hear you play next?
Oh.
I know you have a beautiful disc of Bach out.
Yes. Thank you for asking. Actually, next Sunday at 2 o'clock, I'm a member of the VAM String Quartet, and we are giving a concert with renowned Vancouver pianist Amanda Chan. We're playing the wonderful Brahms Piano Quintet, as well as Bartok's First String Quartet, and a quartet by Schubert. So it should be a delightful program. And another example of really, you know, world-class music making happening here in Vancouver, and it's admission by donation. So how good is that?
I think it sounds excellent. And VAM seems to be crossing international boundaries. And it's great that you're sharing your incredible teaching programs. And I do want to thank you, Executive Director Joseph Elworthy, for one, getting up so early on a Sunday morning to share this exciting news. And for our listeners, you can definitely catch him next week in a fantastic, it sounds like a great concert.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to head out then with some more offerings from the results of the Vancouver Academy of Music. Here's some more music from their talented students. I think we're going to hear some Star Wars. Thanks so much, Joseph.
My pleasure. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
The Star Wars Suite, the Vancouver Academy of Music Orchestra. What a great performance. And if you'd like more information on some of the phenomenal programs and developments that are going on at the Vancouver Academy of Music, you can just go to vancouveracademyofmusic.com. And this is for young and old alike. Great concerts coming up as well this summer. Just go take a look and you'll find them. Now, you have been listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do want to thank Worku from Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, the very talented Worku. He helped operate the board this morning, and he is coming up just about 10 minutes, 10 till noon, with some great music and information. Now, we're going way back in time. I'm going to leave you with some music from 15th and 16th century Spain. Here is La Nef, and I'll see you next Sunday at 9. Till then.
Put it in.